Tonight we're going to look at the seventh of the fruit of the Spirit. So if you have your Bibles, if you'd turn to Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. The Bible says there, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." And the one we're going to deal with tonight is faith. It's important that we have faith. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. If we believe God's Word and we believe God's message and we believe that what Jesus did, He did for us, and we trust in that, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And so it's important that we have faith. And then we want that faith to be demonstrated in our lives. The fruit of faith, or faithfulness, pistis, it means to be faithful and trustworthy, to be loyal and steadfast and devotion and allegiance. It means to be constant, staunch, and enduring. In other words, this particular part of the life of the believer as they walk in the Spirit, people need to be a faithful person. A faithful person denies and sacrifices himself or herself, all that he is and has, and trusts in God. He believes God knows that God will work all things out for good. And therefore he casts himself totally upon God because and becomes faithful to God. The word faith in this verse may be used in the sense of fidelity and may denote that a Christian will be a faithful man or a faithful woman, a man faithful to his word and promises, a man who can be trusted or confided in. It is probable that the word is used in this sense because the object of the apostle is not to speak of the feelings which we have toward God so much as to illustrate the influences of the Holy Spirit in directing and controlling our feelings toward people. True religion makes a man faithful. The Christian is faithful as a man, faithful as a neighbor, faithful as a friend, faithful as a father, faithful as a husband, faithful as a son, or faithful as a daughter. He is faithful to his contracts, faithful to his promises. No man can be a Christian who is not thus faithful, you see. And all pretenses to being under the influence of the Holy Spirit, when such fidelity does not exist, are deceitful and vain. So, if you can find a person that is filled with the Holy Spirit and following the leading of the Holy Spirit according to the Word of God, and that person says they're going to do something, then you've got something that you can depend upon. And how the world is looking for people that are faithful. It's hard to find. It's hard to find workers that will be faithful and be on their job, doing their job all the time. When they, once they put their time card in and click the time on it until the time they click their card to clock out. And it's hard to find people like that. At the Bible College, I always told people, because we had students that worked, and of course many of those students came and they didn't have some of them didn't have as much training as others, and so we really had to train them, and I always joked that it took a $20 an hour person to keep all the $5 an hour people working. I mean, it's unreal. When I was running the Bible College, it seemed as though the staff couldn't do anything unless I told them, that this is okay, we need to do this or we need to do that. Everybody wanted the top person be the one that answered all the questions and solved all the problems. But we don't need to be that way. If we're faithful people and God is leading us, we can delegate and God can use you just like He uses a pastor or one of the board members or a teacher. God can use you, you see. And this is one of the fruit of the Spirit, being faithful, having faith in God and trusting Him to work in and through you just like He does in other people. And it's something that we need to realize is very important in our lives. Now I want to talk just a minute about the faithfulness of God. 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful, by whom ye are called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Also in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 19, the Bible says, wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. In Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 9, the Bible says, know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. And then in 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 56, the Bible says, blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto His people, Israel, according to all that He promised. There hath not failed one word of all His good promise, which He promised by the hand of Moses His servant. What does that mean? That means God is faithful. He promised through Moses. He promises us through the Word of God, all the way through the Word of God. And God will stand behind what He has said in the past. And what He says will happen in the future, prophetically, will be fulfilled one day. In Psalm 89 and verse 1, the Bible says, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known thy faithfulness to all generations. So we have a very faithful God. But this very faithful God wants us to depend upon Him through the ministry of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, and also be faithful and people of faith as we live our lives. The believers are to be faithful. Luke 19:17 says, and He said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities? In 1 Corinthians 4:2, the Bible says, moreover, it is required in stewards, or believers, that a man be found faithful. If you can get faithful people, man, it makes a big difference. If we could get everybody at Heritage Baptist Church to be faithfully involved in the activities and the ministries of the church would have revival, and this church would be something that would shine like a light on a hilltop. We're talking about a ministry of the Holy Spirit. We can't do it in our own strength, but we can do it in the strength of the Lord. You see, being faithful. In Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 5, and Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. Now, did you notice? He's a servant. And that's what we are. You say, well, the board members, they've got rank. Well, the board members are just the ones that are probably serving more than some of the rest. Hello? Yeah. Everybody ought to be like a board member. You see, it's important. In Exodus chapter 19 and verse 5, it says, now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. It all belongs to the Lord. He just lets us be stewards of it. Jesus told a story that is recorded in the New Testament. It is one of the stories called a parable. It goes something like this. A man was to make a journey into a far country. So he divided up his goods and gave each of his servants some of his goods to take care of while he was away on his journey. According to the ability of his servants, he gave 5 talents of his goods to one, 2 talents of his goods to another, and 1 talent of his goods to another. The man's hope was that his servants would be able to increase his goods while he was away. Then he took his journey. During the time of his absence, the servant with 5 talents gained 5 more talents. The servant with 2 talents gained 2 more talents. The servant with 1 talent hid his master's talent. When the master returned from his journey, he asked the servants to give an account concerning his goods. He rewarded the 2 servants that had gained more goods, but the servant who had hid his master's talent of goods was told that he was lazy and unfaithful in caring for the master's goods. He was punished for not being faithful. Now, what I'm trying to get across to you is, in this parable, Jesus is talking to us, you know. This parable is talking to his own people. And, you know, it's important that we're faithful. And the way we can be faithful is not through our own energy. Our faithfulness comes through the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our lives. This particular parable is found in Matthew 25, verse 14 and following. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and another 1. To every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them 5 other talents. And likewise he that received 2, he also gained other 2. And he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliveredest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained 5 more. And his Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. And he also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliveredest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. And his Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. And his Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful or unfaithful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable or unfaithful servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Faithfulness begins with a person placing their faith in the Lord, in the Lord Jesus Christ, because of believing that God will save us. Now, being a Christian, a person faithfully follows the Word of God and the direction of the Holy Spirit. We have to remember, you know, in Hebrews chapter 11, it talks about faith. The definition of faith is given there. And without faith, we cannot please God. You see, we need to be faithful. What does it mean to believe? Many years ago, John G. Patton went out as a pioneer missionary to the New Hebrides Islands. And he found that the natives among whom he began his work had no way of writing their language. In other words, it was an oral language, not a written language. He began to learn it, and in time began to work on a translation of the Bible for them. Soon he discovered that they had no word for faith. How in the world could you put together a Bible translation without a word for faith? This was serious, of course, for a person can hardly translate the Bible without the word faith. I mean, just go to a concordance and see how many times it's in the Word of God. So one day he went on a hunt with two of the natives. They shot a large deer in the course of the hunt, and tying its legs together and supporting it on a pole, laboriously trekked back down the mountain path to Patton's home near the seashore. As they reached the veranda, both of the men threw the deer down, and the native immediately flopped into one of the deck chairs that stood on the porch, exclaiming, "My, it is good to stretch yourself out here and rest." Patton immediately jumped to his feet and recorded the phrase. In his final translation of the New Testament, this was the word used to convey the idea of trust, faith, and belief. Cast yourself, stretch yourself out on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Does your faith show? Dr. Buckley, a Methodist preacher, was once asked to conduct what they used to call in those days an experience meeting at a church in the South. That's when you have a good revival service, you know. When I was a boy, they'd have them for a week, Sunday to Sunday, every night. You probably haven't had a Sunday to Sunday, every night meeting here in this church, have you? They used to do a lot of things. They used to go to into a town and have evangelistic meetings and sometimes go 2 months. And when they left, there was a new church in the town. They'd win enough people to the Lord that they'd have enough people to start a church. And sometimes even use the tent that they brought to house the church until they could get a place. That's what used to happen in the good old days. Okay? In the good old days. We need some of those good old days today, don't we? Oh, if we had the faithful people. That's what it takes. You see. It was a meeting similar to a testimony meeting, such as we sometimes have today. A woman arose and bore a witness to the preciousness of her religion as light bringer and comfort giver. "That's good, sister," commented Dr. Buckley. "But now about the practical side, the positive side. Does your religion make you strive to prepare your husband a good dinner? Does it make you look after him in every way?" Just then, Dr. Buckley felt a yank on the coattail by the host preacher, who whispered, "Press those questions, doctor. Press those questions. That's my wife. Does our faith show by what we do for others?" Now, that's really a joke, but what I'm trying to get across is our faithfulness does show, okay? It does show. If we're faithful in attendance in the house of God, it shows. If we're faithful in the service, in the ministry of the church, in whatever capacity it is, it shows. And when we're not there, it's noticed. And who's to fault? Well, maybe we've fallen down in our relationship with the Holy Spirit. A shepherd once came to the city of Edinburgh from the country. He had his small, obedient dog with him. While there, the man died and was buried. That little dog lay upon its master's grave, not for a day, not for a week, not for a month, but for 12 years. Every day at 1 o'clock, a gun was fired in the castle of Edinburgh. When the gun was fired, the dog would run to the local baker who gave it food and water. Then back to the grave it would go. This continued until the dog died 12 years later. Now that was faithfulness. That was faithfulness. George Mueller prayed for 52 years for a certain man to come to Christ. A pastor visited an elderly man 21 times before being admitted, but then he befriended the man and led him to Christ. You see, that's faithfulness. And in the situation you find yourself in here in Singapore, it's getting more difficult all the time to get people to listen to the gospel. They don't mind if somebody else listens to it, but they're so preoccupied with life, they don't want to listen to it. But you have to do your best to make sure you faithfully give out the Word of God, or people will not be saved. It's important that you do it. A Welsh postman had the British Empire Medal conferred upon him by Queen Elizabeth. He had not missed a day's service in the postal service in 43 years. Okay? Thomas Edison made 18,000 experiments before he perfected the arc light. 18,000! After experiencing 50 failures on another project, he said, "I have found 50 ways it cannot be done." That was faithfulness. In other words, he wasn't giving up because he had 50 ways he knew it wouldn't work. He's looking for one that it does work. And he did. He found it. And so, aren't you glad that Jesus was faithful in dying for us? And that He now lives and is faithful to care for us? God grant us grace to be faithful through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. In and through our lives, we can experience faithfulness in our lives. Listen, we can't do it by ourselves. But we get God working with us, in us, and through us. We can do it. We can be faithful. There's others that go to Heritage that ought to be here tonight, right? And maybe there's some that are here tonight that ought to be with the Warriors that go out on Saturday mornings to put tracks indoors and try to talk to people about Jesus Christ. Hey, listen. Faithfulness. Faithfulness. How we need it today. God help us. And if we allow Him to help us, we'll be more faithful. Amen? Amen. Our dear Heavenly Father, bless to our hearts.